Well, this is CGMQ, and I'm your host, GR. And CGMQ has attended this past Tuesday, La Fondation de l'Entrepreneurship du Québec, or the Entrepreneurship Center of Bishop University, known as the Dobson Legacy Entrepreneurship Center. And we had the privilege of meeting a number of recipients. And that's the one of the purpose of the annual convention is to show how well the center is doing, and also to accreditation to recipient. For example, there was Mr. David Moore, who has received a bronze accreditation. Mrs. Danielle Simard, also a bronze accreditation. Mr. Jacques Théoret, a silver accreditation. Mr. Hugh Biaber, a gold accreditation. Mr. Marcel Marcotte, also gold. And Mr. Alec Van Zweden, a gold accreditation. And we have in our studio Mr. Alec Van Zweden. And he will explain to us exactly what is the Entrepreneurship Center.
Good morning, JR. The Dobson Legacy Entrepreneurship Center was founded 10 years ago with a double mission. First, develop an academic program to teach entrepreneurship to Bishop's University students. And secondly, offer support services to new entrepreneurs in the Eastern Townships while fostering networking between students and entrepreneurs through various projects so they can achieve their goals faster. The center offers its services to both the French and the English communities in the townships.
Oh, great. Before I ask you exactly, what is a mentor? What does a mentor do, actually? I know that the Dobson Legacy Entrepreneurship Center also take the opportunity at this annual recognition ceremony to the opportunity of its annual event to recognize the success of seven entrepreneurs, member of the Entrepreneurship Support Network, who have distinguished themselves in 2008. And I will mention these gentlemen and ladies which were actually recognized. There was Miss Jeanette Gauthier, Andra God, which has recognized and received the Gala d'Excellence 2008 of La Chambre de Commerce de Fleurimont. Also, there were Mr. Daniel Pellerin, President of Phoenix Intervention Après Sinistre, also the Gala d'Excellence 2008 of La Chambre de Commerce de Fleurimont, Route 4.ca, Miss Catherine Aller, President, and has received an award from the Quebec Entrepreneurship Contest Community Award, Coup de Coeur, Mr. Scott Stevenson, President of Stevenson and Writer, has received the Platinum Award of the program Faire la Différence by the Yellow Page Group. Aménagement Nature d'eau Lac, Mr. Jonathan Baldick, Manager, Coup de Coeur Award from the jury Gala Méritant 2008, Chambre de Commerce et Industrie des Sources. Followed by Mr. Simon-Pierre Baldick, Manager of Fromagerie La Station, Concours Fromage Fin du Québec 2008. Finalists in two categories, wash ring and biological cheese. And last, Mr. Sébastien Boismenu and Miss Marie-Ève Lejour, Savonnerie des Diligences, owner, and have received an award from Excellence in Environment. Finalists, Small Business and Institution. Now, I would like to ask you, Alec, exactly what a mentor do.
I'm not sure what a mentor does. I've been doing it for a couple of years. Essentially, you know, a mentor is somebody who's been there, done that, bought the t-shirt kind of thing. We've been through the mill in our own businesses or working in businesses. We've learned as we go. We've learned some very good lessons. Many of us are retired. Some of us are still working. And very frankly, it's just an opportunity to share with other people that are starting their endeavors in entrepreneurship and perhaps avoid some of the pitfalls, kind of point out the way as we go forward, allow them a sober second sounding board, if you will.
I see. For example, assuming I own a small business,
right?
And, well, I don't know where to turn to because I'm overworked. I, you know, put in 60, 70 hours a week. I don't have the staff. I can't afford the staff or hire a professional, services because I just, you know, starting a business, so I can't really put in thousands of dollars in hiring special, individual to help me out. Could I get in touch with the Entrepreneurship Center and see, here, I've got some problem. I'm overworked and I need some help. Can you help me out and how to go about it?
Yeah, we can help you out, but I'm going to tell you now, we're not your employee. We never will be.
Right. Okay.
And that's, you know, and I kind of tongue in cheek, but there is that danger. Exactly the scenario you present, and people think they can come to the center and find an employee for free. Well, you know, that's not going to happen. What you've got at the center, something like 30, 35 mentors who have a wealth of knowledge. And in the scenario you mention, a business owner would approach us and say, I'm having these difficulties. Could you advise me with options? Could you point out certain things that maybe I'm just not seeing? Why am I working 70 hours a week? I don't understand. What? It just doesn't come together. There's where our experience comes in. Around the mentor table, we have people, again, from the agricultural community, right on up to aerospace and the automotive. And so, and lawyers and accountants and, you know, every kind of beast around that table. And so there's that whole bank of knowledge that when somebody who's starting a business has a difficulty with a specific discipline, just isn't quite catching on, isn't quite seeing, there's where we can tap into to a resource, you see, at the center.
So you actually, you could make recommendation or suggestion to the small entrepreneur available to solve some of his problem. Like you mentioned, you're not going to supply a employee, or you're going to walk into the office and start working, you know, from 9 to 5 or 7 days a week.
No, not going to happen.
That won't happen. But
but you know what? Let me interrupt you.
Right.
We say that, you know, for the mentors that are involved, we say, you know what? It takes a couple hours a month per mentee. Like presently, I'm not sure. I think I'm seated with 6 mentees. We say it's a couple hours a month per mentee, but you know what? I've found as you become more involved, you develop a great care for these owners, and you want to see them succeed. And so you end up spending maybe 2 hours every couple of weeks, 2 hours every week, or they call you, you know, later in the evening saying, I'm thinking about this. What do you think? Let's be very clear here. We don't direct the company. The final decision is always the owner of the company. We just bring experience. We bring hindsight to a situation that they're going to face. You see.
You will be able, going through a first interview and finding more about this entrepreneur, what it does and so forth, and you might be able very quickly to find out exactly where he needs some readjustment, and then you might come down with various suggestions how you should go about it, right?
Sure, that's true. Or he might just want to sound off a couple options.
Right.
And he still, the decision is completely his. We can just point out things to consider with the various options.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the Entrepreneurship Center, for example? Well, Bishop, well, it is at Bishop. And Bishop, well, they have graduate and, well, even on master level, individual which has a degree or master degree in accounting, for example, business administration, computer science, and so forth. Can a entrepreneur through the program of entrepreneurship be eligible to have some of those support, having a graduate student coming down to his office
right
and to do actually follow what the mentor has recommended if the entrepreneur doesn't know how to go about.
Yeah, I believe there are programs. I've never personally been involved with them, but I know there has been a program in the past that I was aware of where through the Dobson Legacy Center, an entrepreneur would say, I'm having difficulty specifically with accounting. And they would go in with a couple of students and provide some assistance in setting up an accounting package. But the details of that, the mechanics, I'm not so familiar with. Okay. Again, I am just a simple mentor.
Well, I know you're quite humble, Alex. You are very well known at the Dobson Legacy.
That's not always a good thing.
You are one of the goal mentor, and it takes experience, knowledge, and credential to be a recognized as a goal mentor. I'm not discrediting silvers and browns, but I mean, it's like
it's a progression.
It's a progression, right. I mean, you have a wealth of knowledge in the business world, which, of course, it could benefit to a number of small entrepreneurs, because today, this is what they face, entrepreneur. It's a very quick-moving business world today. And, for example, we are in the, eventually we're going to be somewhere in a very serious economic crisis, and that might affect a number of small entrepreneurs, which will be quite worried. For example, the aspect of financing and so forth. And it is true that the Entrepreneurship Center is not the economic center which will, you know, finance any program or any project. But with well of your experience and your knowledge of the business world, you could very easily make suggestion recommendation to an entrepreneur which is facing and or a forecasting in the future. For example, if he happened to be in an auto part business, something like that, it is very touchy, the auto part business at present time. Mm-hmm. We talk about car dealer, for example. We know that they are facing a pretty tight situation very shortly. Construction is doing pretty good. This is what is surprising me, Alec, is that there's a slowdown in construction all across Canada, but not in Quebec. Quebec construction is still going on, business as usual.
It's a beautiful place to live, eh?
It is indeed. And in particular, the township is the greatest place to live.
Absolutely.
Right. It's so beautiful in the township. Okay, Alex, it's I would like to ask you exactly. Mrs. Dominique Labrec made a great commentary last Tuesday night. And I would like you to mention exactly what she was. I was unable to tape it, and I would like to ask you exactly if you could mention the commentary of Mrs. Dominique Labrec.
Right. At the night of the awards, her commentary went something to this effect. In the current economic context, it's important to highlight the success of entrepreneurs and to recognize mentors who support them in their daily challenges. The nature of business mentoring, mentors often remain in the shadows, even though they're integral to the success of the entrepreneur. Therefore, it's important to acknowledge their generosity in a special way and to encourage regional businesses to play a key role in the well-being of the community.
That's quite a commentary that she made, Mrs. Labrec. And for our listener, if you don't mind, I would like to give the telephone number where they could be reached. And at the Dobson Legacy, telephone number is 819, of course, 822-9600. Extension 2701. There is something I'd like to mention just before we close this interview, Alec, is that David Monty made a great commentary this past Tuesday at the annual recognition ceremony for the accreditation of the six mentor. He mentioned the role of the center is to facilitate the transfer of experience and knowledge of mentor to small business. Mentoring doubled the success rate of these young businessmen Well, of all age, it doesn't have to be young. I mean,
doesn't have to be young. Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur, you could start. Yeah, you could start at 45. I mean, 25, 45, even a 65 year. Someone retired from, and he had a dream, all of, you know, for years and years, and he was just looking at the day he will be retired to start a small business, and he becomes an entrepreneur.
Let me cut in here for a minute.
Right.
The hardest thing. Or the greatest need that we've identified as mentors and from the center itself in their own studies is marketing, sales and marketing. How do I bring my product to market? How do I do it successfully? Yes, there are financial situations to be concerned of. Yes, there are legal situations to be concerned with. On and on the list goes. But the greatest number of questions come around the whole concept of the sales and marketing. And so somebody who's starting out and is able to tap in again to that data bank of knowledge, it gives them that hand up. And as Mr. Monty suggested, it doubles their chances of success. There's no question there. We have all kinds of people applying to be part of the Dobson Lagasse Entrepreneurship Center, Les Entrepreneurs, and that's good. We welcome that. Again, we've been there. We understand what that mentoring can do. What we need are more mentors. You see, I've been involved for about 2 years, I think. I'm not sure. And I mean, I know I got a bronze and a silver sometime because I have them on my desk at home. They're those little pins. And now I got a gold one, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that. That and $2 to get me a cup of coffee in town. But the reality is, you know what? It's fun. It's an opportunity to give back. It's an opportunity to see other people succeed. And it's fun. It is a dynamic thing. When they first asked me, my immediate response was no. I was retired. I don't really want to do this. And a little bit of encouragement, you know, and they've asked me 3 or 4 times. I finally broke and said yes. And I got my first mentee, and I thought, wow, this is good. This is something positive. And we could see positive results.
Right.
And that was in manufacturing. And then I got somebody in the agricultural world. And now I have somebody in the medical world. And I have somebody in biotech. It's just great. It's phenomenal. Yeah.
It is challenging.
Because it's a good thing.
You, a mentor like yourself, Alan, you have a well of knowledge, right?
Well,
and you know. years brings along well of knowledge.
Yeah.
And I do agree with you. What is most thing that a small entrepreneur starting will be facing? You touched it. It's marketing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Marketing is one of the key success besides, you know, financial and so forth and so on. Marketing is the most important things that any entrepreneur has to look into, and he has to make sure that it works. And it's not everybody who has experience in marketing, and sometimes even if you do graduate in marketing, it doesn't mean it will guarantee you a success.
Oh, that's real life.
It's real life.
You got real life.
Right. Textbook marketing and being a entrepreneur is two different things.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. It's like learning how to repair a TV set from the book,
and you actually getting a shock.
Right. Right. It's quite different.
Sure.
It's the same. Everybody who owns a computer thinks it. You know, it's so easy. I mean, you know, just go open the thing and then for a surprise, it could be electric and so forth. But okay, I know one thing, that the volunteer mentor who work with the center, the entrepreneurship center, represent a invaluable wealth for future entrepreneur, and this is why they are so important, especially at this time of the year, because of all the changes which is happening all over. I mean. Not only in a township or in Quebec, all over Canada, over all the world. And a lot of companies face situation to, for example, import goods. Regardless of what field they are, it could be agriculture, it could be manufacturing, it could be any sort of products. They have to readjust to the new reality of marketing of today. And this is why individual like you, Alex, could bring a number of opportunity to an entrepreneur to look at different way solve some of his problem. For example, we just mentioned marketing. It could be other problems. It could be, for example, knowing how to hire the proper person to help him out in his small business, because this is some difficulty a number of entrepreneur has. They don't know how to select a candidate within a particular field, and they have to hire someone, but they don't know how. And does the entrepreneurship could help him, a entrepreneur?
Absolutely.
In that
you see,
way.
Look, any one of my mentees. Let's back up a minute.
Okay.
The pairing process. When an entrepreneur is interested in approaching the center for assistance, First of all, it costs next to nothing.
Right.
I'm not sure what it, but it's important to know. It's not a money-making organization. I don't know. I think it's something like $75 a year.
Yeah, right.
Right. You know, so that is absolutely phenomenal, because the people around that mentor table bring what, 600, 700, 800 years of experience in business,
right?
Collectively, and so they go to the center. They call the center, and there's an interview that's done with the center, and the center establishes what their primary needs are, together with l'entrepreneur. Then based on that, they go through their bank of mentors and say, you know, we believe this mentor would bring the most appropriate assistance at this moment.
Right.
So we meet for this initial pairing, if you will,
right,
to see if we're able to provide assistance, to see if l'entrepreneur wants to work with us. Because, you know, we're all kind of different. And some personalities, it's marvelous. And others, it's not. And that's just the way of the game. And that's all good, you see. So once we get past that initial pairing, then we're in with l'entrepreneur. And we provide assistance or mentoring, I should say. Because, again, I don't want people to think we're employees.
Right.
We provide the mentoring service. But when the focus changes and they need all of a sudden HR issues, well, you know what? I can go around that mentor table and say, you know, buddy, why don't you come down and see my mentee, because he has this specific concern.
Mm-hmm.
And so that becomes very profitable to them as well. The other thing, and I may have read it in one of the commentaries, but chaque mentor, each mentor is du bénévolat. How do you say that?
Is a volunteer.
Is volunteer.
Right.
You know? And so we're there because we want to be.
Right.
Nobody's paid, and it's a hoot. It's an absolute riot to be part of that.
Right.
If you're wanting to know specifics about the program and about pairing and how it works, call the Dobson Legacy Center.
Yeah, right.
Please.
And I will repeat the phone call where actually anyone who would like to reach the Dobson Legacy Entrepreneurship Center is 819-822-9600. Extension 2701. I will repeat that telephone number again. 819-822-9600, extension 2701. Well, Alex, it's was very great interviewing you this morning, and I know you have a lot of enthusiasm about the Entrepreneurship Center, which I quite agree with you. It's very, very rewarding. Seeing an entrepreneur solving some problems, helping out in solving some of the problems of the entrepreneur. And it is a way to turn back to the community the experience which you have acquired, and that is applicable to every mentor, the experience which an individual has acquired, and turn it into individual to make a possibility to succeed in their entrepreneur. And I would like to stress that everyone at the mentors at the Dobson Legacy are volunteer.
Yeah, sure.
They're not a pay employee, and they don't intend to become an employee also of anyone who wish to call up on the Dobson Legacy Entrepreneurship Center.
But that said, you know, do call.
Yeah.
Come on, entrepreneur, do call, because there are hard times. You see it globally. You see what's going on in the States. You know what's coming into Canada. You know what's going to hit Quebec. call. We've been there, done that. We've bought the T-shirt. Just call.
Right. And I'll repeat that telephone again. It's the Dobson Legacy Entrepreneurship Center at 819-822-9600, extension 2701. Here's the telephone number again. It might be very, very handy to have on hand, so mark it down. 819-822-9600, extension 2701. That's the Dobson Legacy Entrepreneurship Center. Well, I would like to thank you, Alex, for coming down to the studio.
Very good.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.